The prospects of finding tidal disruption events with 2.5-meter-wide field survey telescope, WFST, based on mock observations, by Zheyu Lin et al. Optical time domain survey has been the dominant means of hunting for rare tidal disruption events, TDEs, in the past decade and remarkably advanced the TDE study. Particularly, the Swicky Transient Facility, ZTF, has opened the era of population studies and the upcoming Large Synoptic Survey Telescope, LSST, at the Vera Rubin Observatory, VRO, is believed to further revolutionize the field soon. Here we present the prospects of finding TDEs with another powerful survey to be performed by 2.5 meters wide field survey telescope, WFST. The WFST, located in western China, will be the most advanced facility dedicated to optical time domain surveys in the northern hemisphere once commissioning. We choose to assess its TDE detectability on the basis of mock observations, which is hitherto closest to reality by taking into consideration of site conditions, telescope parameters, survey strategy and transient searching pipeline. Our mock observations on 440-Deig² field, COSMO DC2 catalog, show that 29 plus or minus 6 TDEs can be robustly found per year if observed at U, G, R, I bands with 30-second exposure every 10 days, in which a discovery is defined as greater than or equal to 10 epochal detections in at least 2 filters. If the WFST survey is fully optimized for discovering TDE, we would expect to identify 392 plus or minus 74 of TDEs every year, with the redshift up to Z approximately 0.8, which poses a huge challenge to follow-up resources. This was the prospects of finding tidal disruption events with 2.5-meter-wide field survey telescope, WFST, based on mock observations, by Zheyu Lin et al.